evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned in to, I almost said Paradigm Shifters, but maybe you are Paradigm Shifters. This is Radiance by Design. And I'm Veronica Entwistle, wanting to design my own radiance so that I can add to its natural frequency and lift up anywhere I go in the world. Sometimes it's not easy. And other times it really works, doesn't it? So let's talk about that tonight. One of the things I want to talk about with you is anything you want to talk about when you call in with your questions or the potholes that you're stepping into and how we can fly out of them if we can. Working with my guides and angels and yours too. But the other thing is we just had a wonderful paradigm shifter. I always say that. I always fall in love with my paradigm shifters. And I guess I seem like I'm flaky because I love so many of them. So this one is Dr. Ruth Miller, and she has taken the ancient metaphysical tomes and really upgraded them in the sense that you can read them more easily, you can understand them more easily because they're not written in either the King James Bible version or the Shakespearean language that they came up in, and so on. And she's the book that came to me in the mail to interview her was The Game of Life and How to Play It, the new Game of Life and How to Play It. And it was really delightful to go through Florence Schofield Shin's old book. It was written in 1925, and I'm not as old as that, you know, so don't get excited, but way back when I was awakening and opening up and so on, I worked a lot with her affirmations and so on. And so it was fun. I looked at this book coming in. I go, oh, that old stuff. I don't know. It's all the secret and everything else. I don't know if we need it. But I started using it for a little while just to prime myself for a potential interview. And boy, it was so clear, so non-convoluted, and so uplifting. And it's full of all kinds of little anecdotes about how people started to make affirmations and how their whole life changed. I just loved it. And then talking to Ruth Miller, Dr. Miller, who's a Unity minister, it was also really appealing because she's not only doing Florence Schofield Shin stuff, but she's doing things like James Allen, and she had access to Myrtle Fillmore and Mary Baker Eddy and a lot of these people that were absolute pioneers in consciousness and the use of the mind in the 1800s. She's quite a scholar herself, and she's rewriting a lot of this material in order to make it very palatable to us. So what I thought I'd do is start off with affirmations, but I can't reach her book. Her book is in my computer bag, and I'm sending poor old Bob, because I'm all wired up here, I'm saying, hey, Bob, can you go get me the book? That way we can make reference. But what I wanted to say is all the way through this show, let's be affirmative. Let's say things about what we prefer to see and be in our lives. You want to play that game with me? Let's make it a really strong one. One of the affirmations, you can tell I have a little bit of a throat thing here, and it's kind of the fashion these days. A lot of people have that, right? So I'm using one of the affirmations that apparently Myrtle Fillmore had in her early days before she started Unity Church. And she took, do you remember the old song, which is probably gross these days, but so forgive me if you're African-American, but it was Mama's Little Bee, Let's Shorten and Shorten, and that's a pretty old and antiquated song. But she turned that tune, which was familiar to everybody back in those days, into all the cells in my body are healing, all the cells in my body are well. And one of the points that she had was that if you use rhymes or if you use music with your affirmations, guess what? Your brain takes them on. If you ever had a song lodged in your brain, it goes round and round and round, and sometimes it isn't the best song in the world, is it? But in this case, it's like putting a program in your brain that runs in spite of you and helps you get weller and weller. Last night I was going to bed and I was coughing terribly and feeling pretty cruddy and had a toothache and all that. And I kept singing that song and singing that song. And amazingly enough, I got up this morning and was feeling pretty darn good. It was really quite neat. So here I'm going to say tonight, as I love it, if you call in, I'm hoping, I'm seeing, I'm feeling, I'm understanding, I'm enjoying. 7 callers. How's that for a big call? 7 callers. Wow. I hope we're going to call in and let's talk about what you're going through and make some affirmations up for you. Here's another one that she has in this book that I really loved is, I do wonderful work in a wonderful way. I give wonderful service for wonderful pay. Isn't that great? And that starts running through your head. So those of you who are looking for jobs or you're looking for jobs with meaning, I do wonderful work in a wonderful way. I give wonderful service for wonderful pay. But what I really loved about Paradigm Shifters, I don't know if you listen to the podcast at all or if you listen to the show on Tuesday night, but what she was talking about is something that fascinates me and probably most of you at this time, or at least in all the shows that you're listening to, is that the collective itself has a voice. The collective of the human species has an opinion. And the thing is, you and I, I'm talking about Radiance by Design, but we're trying to lift our own personal fields and frequency. It's all about me, you know, because I'm the one responsible for that. But also we're then putting it out into the collective, and it ignites connections with others that are also lifting and raising their fields and frequency. And you've heard this before, that it takes, if only one of us goes, that doesn't work. If we can all go, or we keep doing it until we can all go. But I keep reminding myself that the collective itself has a voice, and you and I, as we grow and change, are actually impacting the collective so that his voice has a little higher note, maybe putting a capo on it. You know, those of you who are in musical and know that funny little bar you put around the neck of a guitar in order to raise the key that you're singing in. I'm sort of laughing going, we're kind of raising the notes of the collective so we can be a transformative species. So she had some really interesting relationships between old material, what was going on when that old material was written, and how even though the world is pretty crazy right now, it's pretty volatile right now, there's still an awful lot of magical, miraculous, mutually growing things going on the planet. People are coming up with sustainability. People are coming up with community consciousness. People are coming up with a kind of migration, global consciousness, and moving around the world to be in communities where people support each other. Taking action. I noticed that in Washington State, apparently the vote didn't work for the labeling all the GMOs. And that was kind of horrifying because the actual people, there was a huge percentage of people that voted that wanted the GMOs to be labeled on the groceries and so on, so we know exactly what food has been fooled around with and what food hasn't. But right now, even though somehow with the lobbyists and the mind-numbing by the lobbyists and so on, and the vote didn't go through, it's stunning. Go into any grocery store here, and there are signs all over the place, non-GMO. The foods are being labeled in spite of the vote, and that to me is just a really good indication that no matter what seems to be going on politically and no matter what seems to be going on in the corporately designed, you know what I'm saying, no matter what seems to be going on, there's a lot of really good, huge leaps and bounds going on in our society, not only here, but all over the world. And they may not hit the news, but when we go back to Ruth Miller's conversation, I go, yeah, she was right. She had a really nice way of explaining how, I just like saying, the collective has a voice, and the voice is going up higher and higher right now. That the collective, I don't mean who's in charge or who's the power guy or whatever. I mean the collective of humanity. So here we are in Radiance by Design, and as you and I work away to release a lot of our old subconscious, claptrap, beliefs, lineage, family of origin, reactions that have been built up, DNA stuff, and so on, as we try to, as not only try, but as we practice upping the ante for ourselves and really make ourselves highly possible, we're making a difference. We can feel it and see it in the magic that's being wrought around the world. So I'm putting an affirmation out there that at least seven of you will call in tonight, and we're going to I'm watching the beautiful full moon in Cancer come sneaking out behind the big tree in front of us in this big window in front of me right now. It's absolutely humongous and beautiful. Anyway, we're going to be doing our sacred geometric meditation. So I'll go in there together, create our beautiful frequency space, and really do some healing and some designing of our own life and some manifesting. Let's do it all together, because when you raise your fields and frequency right with me, who raises her fields and frequency, and we do it with Carol, who's raising hers, and Bob, who's raising his, and Susie, who's raising hers, and so on and so forth, we're a coherent field, and we're really having a wonderful impact on the collective, and we might even be having fun. So join me for this nice meditation. Take a couple of deep breaths. Another deep breath. And now above your head, a golden ball. Maybe it's 2 miles up. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And now drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. And then drop a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height. And then upside down, another four-sided pyramid pointing into the lower golden ball. Good. So the bases of the pyramid stick together, don't they? And now we have our eight-sided structure called an octahedron. Good. And inside of that, you've got a crystal ball. It's a beautiful crystal ball. Yeah. And the outside edges of the crystal ball push into the inside edges of your octahedron. And here comes the moon a little bit more. And inside of that, there's a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional star of David. Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful. And it's around you. And feel it spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. You're in it. Let's think of it as your Merkaba, your light body. Spin and spin and spin. Light body, access to the dimensions. Whenever I spin it, I feel I'm getting dizzy. How do you feel? And as we spin and spin and spin, see in front of you a magical screen. And on that screen, we're going to put a few movies. The first movie is about you becoming who you really want to become. What are we designed to be? Yeah. We're designed to be absolutely unlimited. We're also designed to be limited. And you and I are trying to learn to break free from our limitations and to give ourselves, you know, expansion, and then give ourselves the possibility to design a life that is beyond our lineage, beyond those controls, beyond our thoughts, limitations, thoughts, and beliefs. I'd like to see myself become consciously multidimensional. Good. I see all the pieces coming together. What do you want to be? Yeah, see all the pieces coming together. Good. And then when you see yourself becoming whatever it is you're wanting to become, in my case, it's consciously multidimensional. Let's wrap that in light. Good. Now we're going to do the second screen. On the second screen, you're going to do a project. What is it you want to create? Okay, and see the picture of what it is you want to create. And then see all the resources coming, the money, the people, all the resources coming to absolutely create this picture. Good. And see your project coming to fruition. See the project coming to fruition. All the pieces are coming together. Okay, so there it is. And now, whether it's a home and family, whether it's a building, whether it's a business, whether it's a book, a movie, doesn't matter what it is. Okay, see all the pieces coming together. And there it is, sitting there. It's beautiful, and you've created it. Now, spend a minute to sustain it by seeing all the resources coming together to absolutely fuel its ongoing reality. Good. Excellent. Okay, and then I'll wrap that in light, move it over to the left. And now we're going to open the Galactic Healing Center. Remember, you have this huge bank of beings around you, wonderful levels of consciousness, of frequency, and they come from different parts of your life and attachments to parts of your life to come to help you. And we help them, apparently, because it's a win-win as they work in the densities of the earth plane and they're moving on out there. They have to understand and they have to help us and we have to understand and we have to help them. So here they are. Now let's choose or let's ask the ones who are healing to step around our healing table in the Galactic Healing Center. Wonderful. So you've got this beautiful table with these wonderful healing guides around it. Take a look at your guides. Who are they? Yeah, that's fun, isn't it? We'll talk about that later if you feel like calling in, which I hope you will. First person to lie on the table is you. Yoo-hoo! And you lie on the table, and they will ask you, either that or you'll ask them, they might ask you what it is you'd like. Maybe you don't know. So you say to them, what would I like? What would help me the most? The idea. And then they start working on you. Or in my case, me. There we are. When it comes to changing the radiance of the collective, it is all about me. It's all about each of us, isn't it? Okay, so we see them working with me or with you. Okay, and I see the energies moving. That's interesting. I'm having a very interesting vision in mind. We'll talk about that later, too. Are you having some fun there? That's good. And when you think the energy is really moving and grooving through you, wrap it in light, move it over to the left. And now we'll have a fresh healing table, and you know that our magical team replicates themselves around the healing table. And who is it you want to bring in this time? I'm going to bring in my friend who had her tooth extracted again. I'm going to bring her in, I should say, bring in my friend again who had her tooth extracted instead of saying she had it extracted again because I doubt that that happened. And there she is. And her little system is very frail. But we're asking if they can help strengthen it. There we go. Who did you bring into the table? Now, let's wrap that in light. Move it over to the left. And now we're bringing in David. David's had quite a bit of sciatica. He's got a lot of hip pain, and he has to work, and he's frustrated because his work keeps getting interfered with his health. So we're seeing him come into the table. Who are you bringing in? You don't have to use David. You can if you like. He could use all the help he can get. All of us can, right? Because it's back to the coherence and the resonance. As we help each other, we lift the fields and frequency, don't we? That's it. Now, the thing about David, here we're going to pick on you, David. The thing about you is your head, your mind, is holding back on yourself. I want to say this, that when I say your mind is holding back, and I'm looking at a number of you out there that have this going on, that your mind is saying, and your mind is saying, it can't be that way. You can't do that. You're not anything. You're not any good. These are stories that have come up from his childhood. This is not truth. What is truth? Truth is we are an unlimitable being, are we not? That's right, here we go. But his mind is holding against him, and it's really impinging upon all to do with his physical being. He tries, he does healing work and so on, but I'm saying, David, we love you. Go into your mind and say, mind, hand that mind over. That is programming. It's programming like a computer left from other lives and two other lives in any case that I can see, and also early childhood from, I would say, parents that were not quite comfortable with themselves. So they really dumped a lot of stuff on you. And I'm saying that if you could get this mind, the part of his mind that is really holding against his health is going full length in his body. But if you think about it, your hips, his hips are really in trial right now. And your hips kind of contain your subconscious, remember, which is in your second chakra. It's never just in your second chakra. We know that. But, I mean, that's kind of its major hiding place, isn't it? And he's containing a lot of his subconscious in his hips, and his legs are his support, and they're having a terrible time keeping him going without incredible pain. For some reason, he's beating up on himself every day and saying what a failure he is. And we want to send him a lot of love, and the guides and angels are surrounding him with love and peace and permission to be a direct reflection of God, right? There you are. A direct reflection of God. Okay. Now we're going to let him go. Good. We're going to let you go, and we're going to wrap that in light, wrap that whole scenario in light. Now let's bring in someone else. Let's bring in a table, fresh healing team. And who we're going to bring in is, I think we're going to bring in a young person here who's probably, I think he must be, he looks like he, oh my. It's funny because he looks like he's really difficult. He's hard to get along with. His health has not been good, and he's becoming a teenager, and he's mad, and he's going to be kind of at risk shortly if he doesn't stop his behavior. He's probably 12. It's almost like because he's had a lot of health problems and everybody's thought of him as weak. Yeah, that's right, and he gets awful headaches. But because of that, he's in kind of in rebellion. And in that rebellion, he's causing himself and others an awful lot of trouble. That's right, and we don't want him to get into worse trouble, so let's see if we can find. There he goes, all right. So we're going, and the guides and angels are moving in, moving their hands in through the base of his spine to pull out. What are they pulling out? Okay, they're pulling out a program of some sort. It looks like they're pulling out like a whole energy pattern that's in the base of his, it's like the ganglion at the base of his spine, and also one that's at the base of his neck. And they're pulling out these huge blobs of program. That's right. Because, you know why? Because you could say, well, you can't do that. He has to have his journey, but what they're showing me is that he's got many ways of doing this particular journey, which is to re-empower himself. He has to do his journey of re-empowering himself. And he doesn't have to do it by going out and acting out, getting in trouble, being corrected, suffering terribly, and then going through rehab. He doesn't have to do it that way. He can get it now. And if he gets it now, he's already released into a consciousness that's his innate potential. So it's not like we're pulling something away that he has to have in order to refine himself. We're giving him some options, if you want to look at it that way. So that the team, the healing people, the healing beings are working with, again, as I said, the base of his skull, his ganglion, and the base of his spine, and also from his feet right up to his head. They're just absolutely flooding light through. Good. Now, let's see. Let's move it over to the side. We want to talk about... it's political now. We want to do a political one, hey? And I don't know what you'd like to do on a political one. I'd really like to do something about all the war things that are going on. It seems like in Syria, there's so many collusions or deals being made between different factions, and I'm not exactly a political whiz kid, as you know. But in any case, there's a lot of wheeling and dealing, and there's some pretty gross bloodshed going on over some rather dubious, I mean, it's always dubious, isn't it? Just because it's fashionable to run bloodshed on television doesn't mean it's not a dubious thing when we do it for political reasons as well. So I just like to say that anybody who's got any ability, we want to have the people on the table that have any ability to raise the fields and frequency, raise the perspective amongst Iran and Syria and America, anybody who's got any power or jurisdiction over the kind of decisions that are being made over there, which are exacerbating the bloodshed and so on. Let's see the light come in. Let's bring them all on the table. Anybody who's got any power over there, whether you're on this side or that side, whether you're Al-Qaeda or whether you're one of the factions in Syria, or whether you're in Iraq, or whether you're in the political mogul position, it doesn't matter to me right now. All that matters is that we infuse the collective with higher mind. How's that? So that's what we're going to do, is we're asking for the guides and angels to come in. We're bringing in some of this amazing light that's coming down from that full moon in Cancer, and we're shooting it up through the perineum, or even through the feet of any of the beings that are there. Can you feel that? Good. You feel that? I hope they're tickling their feet. And watch those lights rise up through their perineums or through their feet, surge through their entire bodies, and lift all of their limbs and organs and so on, that they can see beyond. We want them to see beyond, see the greater value. The body is not the whole thing. The spirit is the whole thing. Neither of it's a whole thing, but the spirit. It seems like we come from vibrational beings of light, and we download into the physical a lot. But we have these stunning spiritual growths going on in these amazing little packages called people. And I just want to see so much infusion of higher light, higher wisdom, connection to the greater good, evolution, moving past, love for all, food for all, a desire and a compassion for food for all. That's it. Some of these beings might be ready to pop. Good. Now let's wrap those in light and move them to the side and pray for Syria and Iraq and any other place that's war. Now we're going to call in the lights ourselves in through the top of our head. Call in these lights that are being downloaded through the universes these days into the top of your head, whirling around the top of your head, your neck, down into your arms, all the way down your arms, back up to your shoulders, down into your heart, spinning round and round and round in your heart. Remember, spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. And let's see. And now we're calling in these lights and have them run out your arms, your hands, and pat the parts of our globe, our earth, that are hurting because of war, because of greed, because of pain of Mother Earth, all these different, that's it. Pat them down. People who are very sick, people who are receiving no education, no clothes, and the places where the water, West Virginia, you know, where the water's been so contaminated. That's right. Heard a thing about fracking on the radio. These people saying, those of you who don't like the fracking, you're not paying attention to the fact it brings us jobs. And I'm kind of going, oh, well, I guess it's a whole matter of racing to the finish for some of them, isn't it? Okay, so we're just seeing where they're fracking, where there's cruelty to the planet and to one another, cruelty to our food and to the water and to one another. There you are. Now have that light run round and round and round and round our earth. So the earth is just absolutely swathed in a kind of an apricot, salmon-y, radiant color, just round and round and round. And it bursts way out, gobbling up some of the toxicity we heard was way out in the stratosphere. That's right, because this is more powerful than that. This is loaded with divinity, isn't it? And then have it come round and round and round our planet, back up our hands, our arms, over through the shoulders, down, swirl through the heart, back up through the neck, straight up through your head, way out into the great central sun, giving a smooch to the full moon as you go by, back down, in through the top of your head, whirl around and around and around through your body, and into the core of the earth. Oh, boy. Now, here we are. Now you're going to jump into your star tetrahedron, close off the galactic healing center, jump into your star tetrahedron. Remember, spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin, and you want to feel that spinning. Spin and spin and spin and spin and good. And now land here on the planet with me. I'm Veronica Entwistle. Who are you? Call in at 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. I'm hoping to hear from a few of you. I'm kind of half expecting to hear from a few of you tonight. Remember, I've done an affirmation for 7 callers. Now, we only have 20 minutes. Do you think we could do all that in 20 minutes? Come on. How do you do your affirmations? I still use something that I got out of the I Am Discourses, which is I am, which is the enlightenable part of the self, the presence. You and I know what the presence is. That's divinity in everything, right? Or divinity all around us and in everything that we're doing. I am the presence of. I am the presence. I am the presense of. I say 7 callers. I am the presence of talking to you. I am the presence of happiness. I am the presence of joy. I am the presence of seeing the wonder that we can create. That's right. Okay, so you're not going to call in tonight. All right. That's all right. You're trying to show me my affirmations don't work. Now, come on, you guys. All right, I'm going to work on you, okay? Now, let's see here. Now, I know that several of you have, like, a lot of body pain. One of our friends that calls in quite often is Carol. And I don't know if you're listening tonight, Carol. But anyway, what we're going to say is, looking at Carol, we go, some of your body pain, Carol, is, shall we say caused? We'll say caused, okay, by not only immunity or immune function things that are difficult, but a lot of past life pressures, punitive stuff. And I used to see in Carol a lot of the connections between muscles and cells, muscles and blood flow and so on, being really restricted by a kind of a tension and a holding pattern. I don't see that anymore. But I do see that going in there, it would be really wise to be thinking and affirming over and over again, every little cell in my body is healthy. Every little cell in my body is well. It's funny when you start singing something like that, how many different verses can pop up in your head. All right, so we're sending you light, Carol, and lots of love. And now we're looking at another woman who's very heavy right now, but you have a lot of, she's got a lot of back. Okay. It looks like you have a lot of back pressure, and you're having, I know you're doing medical marijuana. I won't touch that one. I know it's made it much more possible for you to get through each day with your own at-home business. I know that. And I'm watching these fusions in your spine, and I'm saying to you, it would be, and the angels and the guides are working with you at this time, and they're wanting to infuse. Oh, goody, I'm glad you're on the air. I'll just finish this little vision. They're wanting to infuse the space between your vertebrae with a kind of a buffering light. So if you can feel and see between each vertebrae, see, we learned from old consciousness work, don't name the problem. Don't say the fusion between this vertebrae and this is such that it will never be healed. Because the fellow who worked with Lynn McTaggart in the intention experiment came to her in a state of having gone to every possible doctor he could find, and his spine had spondylosis, you know, has all those spurs between the vertebrae. I've told you this story a number of times, I'm sure. And he was all bent over, and they had given up on him. And within 2 weeks of having a group of people intending about his body, he was standing up, walking, he was flexible again, and so on. Don't underestimate. I'm so glad you're on the air. Hello, hello.
Hi, Veronica. This is Carol.
Hey, I was talking to you, girl. Did you hear me?
No. You mean just now?
I was talking to you.
Well, I didn't hear you. When were you talking to me?
The call, just before the last woman I did, I was talking to you and calling you by name.
Well, I was dialing in. Maybe I missed it.
Oh, well, time's up. No, I'm teasing you. I'm glad you called. Thank you.
What was you talking to me about since I missed it?
I was talking about how it can cause pain when we've had past life experiences that are kind of punitive. And I was talking about, I didn't say self-punishing, but I think we're all dealing with forgivenesses lately where we do come in touch with things we've done before. And in the lack of forgiveness of self, we can also induce pain. You know that?
No, that's interesting.
Yeah, and I was also telling everybody in the whole world that you were getting better all the time and that your connective tissues weren't as besieged as they used to be, but they were still learning to release that. How does that sound?
Well, that sounds good. I tried to trim my toenails today, and it just did me in.
Aw, because you can't bend very well yet, can you?
Right. You just can't get into a good enough position to do that, to protect yourself. So, you know, it just kind of torques everything around.
I know. It's kind of a challenge for you.
Yeah, very, very much of a challenge.
Yeah. But do you have a question tonight?
Well, no, I didn't really. No, I don't really have a question, but.
Can you see the moon from where you are, Carol?
No, I can't. It's behind. You know, I'd have to go out quite a ways just to. I mean, it's behind the trees, but I can't see it really clearly.
Oh, okay.
I understand it's beautiful, isn't it?
It's hanging there like a huge glow-in-the-dark balloon in front of us. Right this minute.
Yeah, I would love to see it.
Yeah.
But the wind is
blowing the balloon around. How is David? We also put David in the structures.
Yes. I heard that. Thank you. I will relay that information to him tomorrow.
Okay, good. Well, I was hoping that he would feel something, so we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, I think he's probably already in bed. So he might already be asleep. I don't know. We're trying to go to sleep. But anyway, what do you have to say about detachment?
That's a really big deal, because here we're talking about how you were doing punishment left from other lives at times. And detachment is a really interesting thing. We talked about forgiveness briefly as well. And detachment is when we let go of what? People, places, and things. Like I let go of my identity, right? Or I let go of your need to be my friend. Or does that make sense? Is that the kind of question you had?
Yeah, that's the question, but I don't understand how you get there. How do you become detached?
Yeah, that's very interesting. I don't think it's... I think it's very, very subtle. For example, recently something happened and I felt left out. And so I was going out in the car and I went, oh, okay, so you have to detach from those people, which to me I just meant some kind of inner, it's like an inner vibrational thing where I just go release, release, release. And then I felt freer. I was free of the aching, whining thingamabob I go through sometimes. Or, I suppose we all do, you know.
I go through that constantly, it seems. So that's why I was interested in it.
It's a hard thing to be a person.
Yes, yes. And we even got to detach from that, don't we?
Yeah, especially when you're counting on, not just you, but any of us, counting on our definition in the world as having marketed us as this way or that. That's the kind of thing we need to detach ourselves from, meaning let it go and try and see where we're attached to it and change it around, you know. I like having images like putting it on a shelf, handing it to my guides, or is...
Throwing the burden into the healing waters?
Exactly, that's what I was going to say, just casting the burden, a good old-fashioned thing.
Yeah.
Did you manage to hear the show the other night?
Oh, I went to sleep just as soon as you got on. I guess I must have went to sleep because I woke up and, you were all over with. I'm so sorry.
Well, it was very, very good because and I talked about it at the beginning of this show, where there are so many wonderful, wonderful years, centuries, in fact, of people teaching this kind of work. So it's not like we're supposed to have gotten it already. It's like it's been a long time of teaching us to let things go, detach, cast the burden, you know, let your identity change and let yourself choose the thoughts you have. It's just, it's wonderful to hear somebody put it in wonderful poetic words, which she does, you know. Ruth Miller, I mean. So,
it's simplified.
What?
A simplified form.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
I think it's helpful to have it simplified at times.
Uh-huh. Yeah, very definitely, especially for me.
I think it's
simple.
Especially for all of us. I really think it's true for all of us, because I can dig around and have so many details. And it's not till I let myself detach from all those details. And it's like they say, and this is relevant to people at home, if you're really sick, don't try to delve into all the possible symptoms of that sickness, because you're busily experiencing them all. You're better to keep detaching from the illness so that, you see what I mean? Okay, so if you spend your time going, okay, I have a sore ankle, and in my ankle, oh my gosh, it might be a ligament, or maybe it's not. Maybe it's an acid buildup because of an inherited gout reaction from a hoodly hoo. By that time, it gets so complicated, you can't even imagine ever getting over it. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if you just say,
yeah.
And I'm not saying don't see the doctor, don't see the nurse. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying our minds can do so much, can they not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I like energy. Energy is just infusions of light going into all kinds of different places. I think you're going to be doing energy work in time, my friend.
Yes, that's my goal.
Yay! Is there anything else? It's nice to talk to you, Carol.
Yeah, very nice to talk to you. Glad you're feeling better.
I am feeling better, but I think it's because I was chanting that every little cell in my body is healthy. I was singing it away last night. What?
I'm going to do that a while tonight and see what happens.
Well, I think you're going to giggle at the very worst. It's always nice to hear you laugh.
Right,
thank you for calling.
Night, thank you.
Night, honey. Sleep well. And it's so true, isn't it, about this thing about healing. Sometimes when we're in the health mode, and sometimes we have to be that, all the details of the illness can sometimes weigh us down in such a way that it's hard to get the mind around it. And even Mary Baker Eddy, who started Christian Science, said, if you really need to have a painkiller, go ahead and have it, because you can't really get your mind around something if you're in excruciating pain. So it's like there's a lot of things that have to be done at times to keep your mind agile enough to be able to really see and believe that you're going to be well. How does that sound? So let's see. I was working with somebody here. Let me see who else I can work with. I'm seeing a couple of... I'm seeing a couple of people here who are a lot older. Maybe they're showing me this on purpose, because I'm seeing a couple of you out there who are a lot older than I am, and I think of myself as pretty ripe these days. And you're actually able to clear your own physical ailments with your mind. You've been studying this for a long time. I see two of you. I was going to say you're both women, but all of a sudden a man showed up as well. So I go, okay, the men want to be counted too. And they're saying that they have had to practice. One woman is showing me, she's had to practice sternly with herself for a lot of years to make sure that she doesn't slip. And what is she saying? She's saying that sometimes I can slip, and then I design the fragility to get the attention that I really need. Sometimes we need a little nurturing, and she's saying that that can really be a slip for you. Okay, let's see who else we can see here. I really appreciate that these three are showing me their stuff, and they're all three right at, well up there in their 90s, and they're agile, and they're moving along really well. So let's see with our little affirmation search who we can see over here. Okay, there's a fellow, let me see here, and he's limping his, as he gets older, his legs are really in terrible shape. It seems like he had a thigh injury, probably on the right leg. Yes, it looks like the right leg. I could be mirroring, but I think it's his right leg. And through the years, he's gotten, because of a way of limping, both his legs are now kind of wonky. And they're saying that it's because he compensated for the problem in the right thigh with his left thigh. Let me see. So he's having an awful time now as he gets older. So let's take a look at him and see if we can find out something. So I'm saying to you, sir, I really want you to do this, which is to see yourself over and over again. Repeat, my cells have wisdom. My cells are capable of healing themselves. My cells have wisdom. My cells are capable of healing themselves. And remember this, everybody. You know this. There's divinity running through your entire body at all times. Every cell in your body has a fleck of the divine. So let's call that forth and see if you can make a real difference. There you are. So I'm watching this guy, and they're showing that he has full capacity. I can feel his pain right now. His legs really ache and hurt. And I want to say to him, you have full capacity. Yeah. Okay, and one of the things he's doing is you see, this is a really good example, because what he's done is compensated with his left leg, and that's now created problems with his left leg. and his shoulders and that piece of energy between that piece of the flat back between the shoulder blades, that's the part of the body where we're seeking to individuate, even though we have many influences, expectations, and responsibilities on us. So that means our identity as seen by other people is conflicting with who we really are. And quite often there'll be a burning sensation at that part of the body. So as I watch this fellow's, and they're showing us this for a reason, and I'm watching this fellow's discomfort in his legs, and they're assuring me that with the right kind of mental structure, he can recreate, because he feels very much victimized by it, he can recreate a self-empowering kind of focus on his cells. But they're also saying this, that the kind of pain that's in his shoulders and so on tells me that he himself, it's a part of his personal identity, the real true nature of himself, to move beyond this and not be victimized or a product of the way the world has seen him most of his life. He's probably in his, he's only in his late 60s. So, and at that age, he's still got the possibility in this particular vintage in which we're all living, he has the possibility of living for quite a bit longer. So he has time to touch that place inside of himself that's his true nature. You can say, how is he going to do that? I'm going to go, well, every little cell in my body is healthy. I'm being kind of simplistic here, but A, I would do that, and B, I would really call forth the divinity in all my cells. I would talk to my legs as my support. Is it the legs themselves that support you, or is it divinity in the legs that supports you? Is it the absolute passion of your spirit that supports you? See what I mean? We let other things support us or teach us or put programs in us. You know, we take on programs that say nobody supports me. But bottom line, when we switch that around with our mind and really let the universe and divinity support us, we can really change that. They're saying he can really change it. And also, final thing about him is that it makes a huge difference in his deeper feelings and sense of fulfillment when he begins to bring his support in from the top down instead of from the legs up. You understand what I mean? And know that the cells are being infused by spirit. I hope you're listening, because they're showing me your body discomfort, because you're somebody who can change that quite quickly. Then the question remains, you could say, well, how come some people can and some people can't? And I say it's a bit like what we were talking about with you, Carol, behind your back there, is that some people have been impressed very deeply, even in other lives, and it takes a little, it's a bigger job for some people to unravel the mystery of themselves than for others. And some of us didn't get start till later. So it doesn't really matter. This guy's really got the potential to absolutely change that, and I hope he does it. I think my next paradigm shifter is going to be talking about, I'm not going to do that. I was thinking that I'm up and coming. There's going to be someone talking about aging and some of the advantages of that. But I think my next paradigm shifter is going to be somebody who's talking about Buddhist psychology and some real interesting in-depth tidbits to tap the resources of your mind. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I hope you will check into my website, veronicaentwistle.com. We're putting up new videos all the time, and it's kind of fun for me. We usually do them in and around my house, and we have a good time doing them. So, and I love your feedback. A lot of you have given me feedback on them, so tell me what you'd like to see there. It's your own little teaching tool. So it's veronicaentwistle.com. Love to hear from you with guest suggestions for paradigm shifters or feedback on this show or just questions or setting up a session with you and I. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Thank you so much for learning to radiate consciously and to really lift the voice so that the collective can yodel its freedom. Thank you so much. Many blessings and good night.